Watch, Republican Jewish group releases anti-Sanders insane ad. By Deborah Danon on February 25, 2020. Tel Aviv, a Republican Jewish group has announced its intention to air an anti-Bernie Sanders ad during the next Democratic debate on Tuesday, describing a vote in favor of the presidential hopeful as insane. The Republican Jewish Coalition Victory Fund, an affiliate of the Republican Jewish Coalition, released the 30-second ad, entitled Insane, attacking the Democratic frontrunner over his anti-Israel policies, with the group's CEO Matt Brooks calling him an enemy of Israel. The ad will be aired across CBS stations in key swing states Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, as well as in Washington, D.C. The 30-second spot will also run during Tuesday's CBS-hosted debate in Charleston, South Carolina. The ad, part of a $10 million campaign by the RJC Victory Fund, opens with the words "How bad would Bernie Sanders be for Israel?" before listing anti-Israel statements made by Sanders and others about him. The video features footage of Sanders speaking at Dovish Policy Group, J Street. The cited quotes by Sanders include "Israel should be condemned. Our policy cannot just be pro-Israel. Pro-Israel, pro-Israel, and if you want military aid, you're going to have to fundamentally change your relationship with the people of Gaza." Headlines from several newspapers highlight Sanders' smears calling Israel a racist country. The ad also quotes Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib as saying, "Bernie Sanders makes me feel less insane." The commercial ends with a damning statement, "Voting for Bernie Sanders would be insane." Appealing to Jewish voters, Brooks warned the U.S. was in danger of replacing the President Donald Trump, the most pro-Israel president in history, with Sanders. "The Jewish community faces the very real risk that we could end up trading the most pro-Israel president in history for the first enemy of Israel president in history," Brooks said in a statement accompanying the release of the ad. "The stakes for the Jewish community and the nation with Bernie Sanders as president could not be higher," he said.